AP News for this Sunday, February 4th. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's round two of the Pineapple Express, the atmospheric river event that pounded California last week. Meteorologist Dalton Barringer says fierce winds gusting over 70 miles an hour have been damaging in Monterey County.
A number of trees down on homes and cars so far this morning. We've gotten power lines down with widespread power outages.
Iran is warning the U.S. not to attack two of its ships in the Red Sea off Yemen, suspected of being operating bases for Iranian commandos. It follows Saturday's assault launched by the U.S. and British forces to retaliate for U.S. troop deaths in Jordan. British fighter jets join the U.S. in some three dozen strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on NBC's Meet the Press. Also on NBC, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We need to make absolutely clear to Iran that nothing is off the table. You know, we maintain peace through strength.
Leaders with Hamas say they're reviewing a ceasefire proposal brokered by multinational negotiators. But says they're only interested in a permanent halt to the Israeli strikes on Gaza. President Biden is campaigning in Nevada, where the presidential primary takes place Tuesday. He thanks South Carolina voters Saturday.
2020 and now again 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing.
Two people, a man and a boy, have been found dead in a Denver, Colorado neighborhood. Authorities say they don't think it was a random attack. They're searching for suspects. Forest fires are raging on in central Chile, with the death toll over 60. This is AP News. Remembering a star of the Rocky movies.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update.
You had that eye of the tiger, man, the itch.
Former NFL linebacker turned actor Carl Weathers has died at the age of 76, according to his manager. Weathers was known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies. He also had roles in Predator, Happy Gilmore, and Arrested Development.
I love that kick out the jam.
Singer-guitarist Wayne Kramer of the MC5 has died of pancreatic cancer in Los Angeles at the age of 75. The MC5 were known for a hard sound and political leanings, and for the 1969 album and song Kick Out the Jams. Law and Order will continue without Jack McCoy. Actor Sam Waterston says it's time for him to leave the show because he doesn't want to get too comfortable. He's played McCoy for more than 400 episodes. His last one will be February 22nd. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.